And so on page one, we start with what I thought was really interesting, dealing with arbitrations. One of the most central complaints that are made about arbitration, particularly by appellate lawyers, is the non-appealability of arbitration decisions. And the United States Supreme Court several years ago held that the Federal Arbitration Act did not contemplate appellate review of arbitration decisions decided under the FAA, even if the parties agreed to it. And so the American Arbitration Association apparently took note of this void and enacted provisions in their AAA rules to allow appellate review upon agreement of the parties after an arbitration decision. And looking at those rules, you can either have the agreement itself provide for arbitration initially, or the parties can agree post the decision, but in a timely fashion, because you still have to file a notice of appeal to the AAA. And can seek review. If your arbitration agreement provides for what your appellate tribunal will look like, then that will be enforced. If not, under the AAA rules, then an arbitral panel of appellate reviewers will be appointed. And the procedures look to be akin to what we'd be used to for any type of an appeal. You file a notice of appeal within a certain period of time, 30 days, that then provides for a briefing, and it permits review of, quote, errors of law that are material and prejudicial and determinations of fact that are clearly erroneous. So there might be some new business for appellate practitioners on the appellate side of arbitration. Another decision I thought was of note, switching gears, is the Smith-Klein decision on page 2 out of the Seventh Circuit. The question that was presented to the court in that case was whether or not Batson challenges should be upheld when a juror is struck, at least arguably, because of their sexual orientation.